Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Octopod. My name is Allie, as you should all know by now, and I'm here with Ray today.
Hi, everyone.
And today, as per usual, we have some scientific literature to speak with you guys about, as well as some news all related to the ocean, although some is a little farther from it, but there's still connections. So I'm going to start out with this paper, and this paper is about cigarette butts. So I'm going to say butt a lot. I'm going to try not to giggle. It's not actually an open access paper. So I'm going to talk based on the abstract here. It actually costs $41.95 US dollars, unless you belong to a university that pays that money for you. So you can find this article at oct.to/pod139. Again, it costs $41.95 if you're not part of a university. But a lot of information was in the abstract, so I'm going to talk about that. So this was published in Journal of Hazardous Materials, and basically cigarette butts are frequently thrown on the ground, as I'm sure you know. If you look on the ground anywhere, you're going to see a lot of cigarette butts. I actually believe they're listed as the most common marine litter found by beach cleaners, so this does connect to the ocean. There is a lot of cigarette butts on our beaches and in our ocean. The filters are not biodegradable. They're actually made of plastic. And what they did in this paper is they looked at a bunch of articles on cigarette butts to figure out the quantity, the distribution, the origin, and the toxicity of these butts in the environment. Butts in the environment. So here's what they found. Approximately 5.5 trillion cigarettes are produced per year in the world. So 5.5 trillion cigarettes are produced, and then the amount of cigarette butt trash in the world will reach 1.2 million tons and increase by 50% until 2025. So that's a lot of waste. I'm assuming that's just the waste that's not disposed of properly, of course, because the cigarette butts that are disposed of properly, I say with air quotes, because who knows if the disposal is actually proper. They're probably still sitting in landfills, or they're burned, or they're broken into microplastics. So, I mean, how do we dispose of it properly? Who knows? But cigarette butts have chemicals in them, and they have dangerous chemicals in them. They contain arsenic, benzene, hydrogen cyanide, PAHs, pyridine, and heavy metals, etc. So lots of not so fun stuff. Researchers think that one cigarette butt alone can pollute a whole 1,000 liters of water. That's just one cigarette butt. So that's about 264 gallons for all of you United States folks who drink gallons of milk. Think about how that would affect the water in our ocean. I know the ocean is big and it's a lot of water, but most of the animals and plants live in just a portion of that water. There's a lot of cigarette butts in the water. So based on this information, we need to do a few things. Juuls and mechanical cigarettes come with their own problems of waste, so that's not really a solution. What we need are filters that are degradable. We need to smoke less as a world population. We need to train people to discard their butts properly. We need to put pressure on cigarette production corporations. We need to reduce the toxins and chemicals in our cigarettes. And we need to have better and more effective solutions for collecting cigarette butts. I've seen on some beaches like fun bins where you vote with your cigarette butt for something. Those seem to work semi-okay. Speaking of waste and pollution in the environment and in ourselves, Ray has more tea for you, which I'm pretty sure means gossip, but I just learned that TikTok is a social media app and not a new song, so I'm not super hip with the lingo, but actually she is going to talk about tea. So go for it, Ray.
Wait, is more tea... is that something that people say?
Yeah. Spill the tea. They're like, huh? I think it means gossip. I've Googled it. I was still a little confused.
Oh. TikTok is new to me too. And that's interesting. Well, let me show you my tea.
I don't think you say it like that. I think you say, let
me spill the tea into your brain.
And I'm just picturing you holding tea, like, look at it.
I'm thinking of it as like a neti kettle of information, yeah. But like through your ears.
Nice.
Thank you. And filled with tea.
That sounds uncomfortable, but okay.
It does. Let me just move on from this. Apparently, I am not hip with the new lingo. And now I feel very old. But for you tea drinkers out there, to get to the point, we have some unfortunate news. So a new study has come out and I read about via a news article by New Scientist, and it says that plastic tea bags shed billions of microplastic particles into the cup. So this was done by a Canadian team, and they just cut open a bunch of tea bags and they left some unopened, you know, as their, what's that, Allie? When they just...
What do you mean?
In like science, when they just leave one and don't do anything for it, you know, when you're doing a
placebo.
Test.
Placebo.
Is it placebo?
Wait. No, that's wrong. No. That's wrong. Oh, shoot. I was just talking about this the other day.
Oh, God. We're scientists,
I swear. You're,
Okay. Well, we're
it's
just going to
start. It's a group. It's a... Oh, shoot.
So, you know what? We're just going to... Let me start over with describing this. So, a new article came out recently that talked about a recent study done by a team. And the article is called, Plastic Tea Bags Shed Billions of Microplastic Particles into a Cup. And this team basically found that when tea bags steep in water over 95 degrees Celsius, which is most water made for tea, that around 11.6 billion pieces of microplastics are put into that cup and into our bodies. So no research has come out yet linking microplastics to negative health effects in humans, but they did in this study release some water fleas into the water, and those water fleas then had malformations and actually got really sick. But I don't really know what that means for us because we are not water fleas.
Thank God.
But obviously not good things. And so that was that little mention. And I urge you to read up on that. And there's a link to that article at octoto/pod145. But it's sort of going around the news right now. So if you really just type in microplastic particles in a tea, that will also come up. And speaking of microplastics, I'm sort of on a little bit of a trend.
Wait, hang on. I also have yes, a question for you, please. All. I am making kind of a curation of teas that you know of that are not just loose leaf, that are also compostable and don't have any plastic in their bags. So if you know any of those tea brands, please feel free to send them over to me at ally@octogroup.org. And that placebo group that I'm talking about is called a control group.
Control.
I don't know why that was so hard to think of.
At least you have jet lag as your reason. Yes. Allie just came back from a wonderful trip. But I have no idea what my reason is. I didn't even drink a drink last night. There's no reason for this. Oh, whatever. Anyway, control group.
Back to plastics.
And for those things, though, Allie, for if people have any information, you want tea bags.
Yes.
That are not plastic.
Yes.
Yes. Not just loose leaf.
Yes, because loose leaf shouldn't have any plastic.
It's
in
obvious.
It, hopefully.
Yeah.
But there are, it came out recently that a lot of the tea we are drinking in our tea bags actually does have a little bits of plastic in the bag and in which then gets into the tea. So it's actually not compostable. So apparently It's pretty hard to figure this out. You have to go on each individual tea maker's website. But if you guys actually know of any already, please send them in and I will make a wonderful little blog post that makes it easy for people who want to buy plastic-free tea.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. Because I've been getting really into tea at night, so I would like to know how to not toxify my body
yes.
more. But another thing with microplastics is apparently... Well, we already know that microplastics are everywhere, and so researchers are testing how it may affect Arctic sea ice formation. Apparently, they found that microplastics affect the albedo of the ice. That's how much light is coming through the ice, and they're a little worried about how that will affect the algae that usually forms at the bottom of ice formations, and then thus all the critters that live below the ice. And I read about this on phys.org, and you can read it at pod 146, and it's called Microplastics May Affect How Arctic Sea Ice Forms and Mounts.
So microplastics make it more opaque, so less light can get through?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and so make then, it more opaque. Thank you.
And so then less algae can grow, so then there's less food for the fishies. Probably not just the fishies,
exactly. But
you know what I mean.
Yeah, food for everything, yes. Basically, because life below ice depends on the algae growth on the bottom of the sea ice for, their food. And so that without that, you know, then it's sort of a domino effect of everything else being hindered and hurt by this lack of light. If you want to study more about how... Microplastics affect our Earth. But I think this is a little more for less scientific people or people who aren't working in this field now. Airbnb is doing this really cool thing where they're sending five people to Antarctica to obtain samples of ice there so that it can be studied by the Ocean Conservancy and just learn more about the microplastic problem right now. And if you are interested in volunteering for that or know people who might want to volunteer for that, they can apply to try to be on this awesome opportunity by Airbnb. And there's a link for the application site through this news article that I read. And you can find that at pod 148 and Airbnb to train volunteers for science research sabbatical. So that is very cool. And that was by the Washington Post. But they have a link at the bottom.
Yeah, I sent this to my mom. So yeah, if you want to go to Antarctica, this is an incredible opportunity. I would go in a heartbeat.
I would absolutely go in a heartbeat. And you get to stay in an Airbnb in Chile for the first 2 weeks while you get trained. And then you stay at a research station in Antarctica.
I'm going to apply anyway. Yeah. They probably won't take me because I already work in plastics, but I'm going to apply anyway.
Yeah, I think I'm going to apply too because why not?
Yeah, right?
And it's really only a month out of your life. You'll be down there for 2 weeks and then maybe 2 to 3 weeks in Antarctica. I can't remember how long, but it's really not that long. And it's such a cool opportunity.
Imagine.
And I really want to go to Antarctica.
The wildlife. Imagine the pictures you could take.
Absolutely. So amazing. I want to see some penguins in the wild.
Yes.
All that poop. Terrible smell. Apparently it really smells
when you have like, the
large
Ray
colony of penguins.
She's like, I'm there for the poop. Not the cute penguins. I want to see how much poop they produce.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's supposed to be pretty astonishing, right? I've seen those videos, those photos from like, they can't you see it from space? I feel like all of the penguin poop on their on season because it's such a huge amount. It's like this brown blot.
I have no idea.
Antarctica.
I've never heard of this. I want to go see the cute penguins. I'm hopeful they start pooping in toilets before I get there. But
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, probably not. But anyways, that concludes our Octopod for this week, all about, you know, plastics and toxins. And we will talk to you all next week. Again, if you know of any tea producers that are compostable and plastic free, email me at ally@octogroup.org, or also email me if you want to be interviewed on this podcast or if you have any questions or concerns. So yeah, again, we'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Okay. See you guys next week. Bye.
To dive deeper into the content we talked about this week, check out the episode notes or go to octogroup.org, where you can find a link for this podcast. Thank you all for listening in. Please rate us on iTunes or wherever you are listening and give us a shout with any feedback you have. We would love to hear from you.